Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. We have things to discuss today, as usual, because we are on this podcast. But first, guys, happy Hanukkah. And
Aileen, please don't tell anyone. Please don't tell anyone that we're Jews over here. It's not a good time for us.
Merry Christmas.
I'm making latkes tonight.
Oh my God.
You are? Oh,
Aileen,
my gosh.
I went back into our DMs and screenshotted the ingredients for the latkes you made in 2020. That I use every year.
What?
To make my latkes.
I made us latkes?
No, not us. You made it for yourself, and then I asked you for the recipe.
I made myself latkes.
I guess for you and Rusty at the time.
Oh, maybe I did. Oh, can you send me that?
So we're attending Sammy's holiday soiree tomorrow.
Yes,
I
Sammy.
I am so excited.
Oh, are you going to make us latkes?
Sammy Stewart?
No. Sammy Stewart is not making latkes because honestly, that is too much work for the amount that is going on. But you'll see. I have big plans. I have really taken it to a little too far, possibly.
Mike said Avi texted him and asked him if he knows how to make chicken parm.
And yes,
I told him to respond that that's racist.
Did he?
I don't think
did
so.
He?
I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
It's not racist. What would you call it? Like a
stereotypical? Well, here's the thing. It's my fault that he did that. Well, okay.
No,
actually,
it was funny.
Two things. We had a tiff about
that.
Oh,
you're only Italian, you know.
Well, first of all, it was my fault because he asked me, he goes, do you know how to make chicken parm? And I was like, no, that sounds like something Mike would know how to make, though. And he goes, and he immediately, it's my fault. He immediately, because I know Mike is good with like the Italian stuff. Like, you know, he just is.
Isn't it Jordana who's good at it?
Yes. Jordana
Marinelli.
Chicken parm?
No, well, I actually don't like chicken parm, and Mike doesn't really either. I don't think he can make it, to be honest.
So then who do I know who can make chicken parm that like I'm
Alexa. The other Italian.
Ask Alexa.
Okay.
She probably
okay, first of all, he immediately goes and texts Mike. I'm like, you're texting him right now, this second. Like, I literally mentioned his name and you're like, let me text him immediately. He's like sitting
Mike.
You should have been like,
ask him about the gabagool too.
I was like, why did you just do that? Like, you're so annoying. That I immediately was like, why? Like, why do you immediately go text me? Anyway, we're having another, I have a company to call out today that we can send to the Cayman Islands. And that is Instacart.
I thought we're not allowed to send personal grievances to the...
You guys each got to send a personal grievance.
Did we let Aileen send the treadmill?
Look, we don't need to send them, but I am whatever.
Well,
I don't care if we send them
week.
Or not.
Maybe we could. It's a slow news week.
Okay. I don't care if we send them, but because I'm reporting them to the Better Business Bureau right after this.
What do you have them on speed dial?
No, it's called Googling your narc. I'm so not an arc.
And for Christmas Eve, Sammy will send various customer service representatives to the Better Business Bureau.
No, it's not the customer service's fault. It's actually not the customer service's fault whatsoever. It is the technology on the Instacart website. We're obviously ordering a lot of food for the party tomorrow night. So we tried to order it from Instacart. And we never had a problem with it. We used to never have an issue with Instacart. It was like the best thing ever. But then the past probably like three times that we've tried to place orders, every time we go to do it, we'll like fill the cart. It'll take so long because there's like so much stuff, you know, to put in. Then it will basically do this thing where, and this started a few months ago, where it'll ask us to like verify our credit card and then lock the account and cancel the order. But it'll do it like over and over and over again. So we've obviously called customer service before, and they basically say, oh, we'll make a note on your account not to do this. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time, we meaning Avi, I've never personally done this. And that's for the best.
You've spent a lot of time listening to Avi.
I spent a lot of time filling carts before, like, and, you know, refilling
them. That is frustrating.
That is frustrating.
It is. But it's so I asked him yesterday, I was like, how many hours do you think you've devoted to trying to get the card verified, being on the phone with them telling you it's fine and then it's not fine? And he's like, probably about 7 to 10 hours. So
that's a lot of time.
So right. So now, see, I'm not a narc. I'm contacting the Better Business Bureau because they have done something is wrong with their technology. It's not the customer service person. They don't like really know what to do. They're just answering what they are told to say.
What's the Better Business Bureau going to do though?
I want my I want our membership back for the past our membership number payment
refunded
fee refunded for the past 2 years.
You get a free membership for using Chase.
Well, I didn't use that because I didn't, and I paid for it. And they're going, I want those two things back. And then I want to not probably use them anymore and find another solution, like going to the store.
I signed up for Instacart because I saw the Chase like promo, and then I like used it once, and it still charged me so many fees that I was like, this is a scam.
There's a lot of fees, yeah.
So I'm like, this is not easier than like other options that are exist out there. So
can you send me some of those other options?
I use Whole Foods for groceries. I use
what about for Target Costco?
Or I don't, you go to Costco. You live in Long Island, Sammy, get your in your car and go to Costco.
Nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to go to Costco anymore.
Okay, here's the thing. I said that to him.
And Sammy, you don't have to go to the big one in Garden City. There's another Costco. It's like way better. It's so much
emptier.
Secret
Costco? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. This is very fascinating for those.
I told Avi, like, let's just go to the store. He's like, that's insane. He's like, why don't you do that?
No. Costco's an experience. You like must go to Costco.
I'm fine with it.
I love Costco.
I'm not going there today, but.
And like, if they have samples, like the better experience.
I've been to Costco and I feel like it really, nothing makes you want a big family more than going to Costco.
For efficiency's sake.
No, it's like you want to give
them all the trail mix. Like,
yeah, we're like, oh, I'm never, if we buy this trail mix, we're never, it's going to be here for 3 years.
Yeah, and like, also, I don't have anywhere to frozen hot dogs. Like, who is
I don't have anywhere to put it. I live in an apartment.
That's great.
So, like, Costco is not for me and my, like, two person family. It's not for us.
If you have room, even if you're only two people, it's great because you never have to buy that thing for so long. It's just amazing. And then you can use it on
freezable.
Yeah, or something that stays, obviously. But yeah, so after this episode recording, I'm going to physically go to the store after I file my claim with the Better Business Bureau.
How many open claims do you have with the Better Business Bureau?
I don't know. I've only ever done it, had one claim before against Apple for their delivery issues.
How you submit a claim on the BBB? Because it's quite intuitive. I need to submit it for Nordic Track.
Aileen, I'm not good at these things and I figured it out. It's literally like Google them. It's like very clear.
I filed a claim with them before.
We are all
Sir Jordan, we filed the same amount of claims. No, okay. Here's the thing. It's not for Karens. Yeah,
fair.
It's not for
Karens. It's not
so
for
that
Karens.
Companies can't take advantage of, it's not like I'm doing this to get a $15 credit from American. Like, you know, it's for things that have really caused issues and been expensive.
Yeah.
Scamming and taking advantage of customers. I
used it like 7 years ago. I'm a long time user.
For what? See, we've done the same amount of claims. I'm not more of a narc than you.
I used it when I had insurance through Verizon and and something happened to my phone and they kept saying that they were going to give me my check to pay for the new phone. And they didn't give it to me. They were like months and months and months. And I filed it. And like a week after I filed it, that check came in the mail.
Oh, here we go.
They actually respond, or at least Apple did. And Verizon clearly. I don't know. For some reason, the Better Business Bureau is the best thing in America. It's like, I swear to God, it actually is.
It is the best
business bureau.
they live up to their brand values.
No, like they do though. Like nothing, I've never had such a positive experience with anything.
But also guys, don't file any claims against us on the Better Business Bureau, okay?
Yeah, please.
No betches.
Please don't. Please don't. But let's, you know, we're not trying to scam anyone. If there's a mistake, there's a mistake.
Correct. Correct. So, okay. So holiday plans. We're going to dinner at Sammy's on Friday. TBD of whether you're going to let us take our shoes off or on. It makes or breaks our outfits.
Can you tell me what this is? Does anyone else have this problem or is this just you?
Just me.
I'd like, now that she's mentioned it, I'd like to know.
It affects, because like for me as a short woman, my outfit is truly changes whether or not I'm wearing heels. So, and you can't you want us to go fancy, like how fancy?
Not fancy, you said like fancy. Fake fancy. Like
you
not,
want me to wear a costume? You know.
No. Okay. You can keep your shoes on as long as it's not like snowing and you're wearing like Nancy Spumoni signature snow boots. Like you can wear like what? Like you can,
Nancy Spumoni.
Oh my gosh, it's from Hey Arnold.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you can like if you're wearing shoes that you can wipe the bottoms of, you can wear them in the house. That's the rule.
You're gonna have because you're gonna have a mat.
Just because it'll be raining. Probably. So,
it's the feature of the night.
Yeah. As well, long as you can clean the bottoms of your shoes, you can wear your shoes. Okay.
We'll see.
That's the only requirement.
You said fake fancy. So like, what do you want me to wear?
Like, it doesn't need to be like, this isn't a cocktail attire situation, but
it's
also
not. Word on the street is that people are not going that fancy.
Yeah, they're not. I'm just wearing like
I can wear jeans and a sweater.
Yes, that's the buzz I'm getting.
Holiday sweater, not an ugly holiday sweater. I don't like ugly holiday sweaters.
What the fuck is a fun holiday sweater?
The buzz on the street is that a lot of people don't have fun items.
That's what I've heard.
So they might just wear black. I don't know.
I'm also wearing a plain black dress. Jordana, you've already seen the dress and most of the outfit I'm wearing, but don't tell anybody, please.
Oh my God. Okay.
I wore it to the final dinner.
My whole direction now, because I really was going to dress up like the fanciest woman alive.
No, Aileen, I'm wearing like a fancy-ish dress. Well, it's not fancy. It's just like,
well, you're probably wearing a suit.
No, he'll wearing probably a suit? Wear like a. He'll probably wear one of his Chuck Hair shirts. I had to guess.
What are the
so
what
jeans
are the
and a button
wearing?
Down?
The dogs are going to wear their sweaters, their usual sweaters. Larry in his opera ski and Bruce in his always scheming sweater.
Will there be napkin rings?
Yes. Finally, there'll be napkin rings.
That really
there's gonna
ups
be more
the,
than napkin rings.
Fancy.
I've been waiting to use my napkin rings since I got them for my wedding, so much so that I actually ordered additional napkin rings so that everyone could have a napkin ring. Now I have like holiday
You
decor.
Get a napkin ring. You get a napkin
Everyone's
ring.
Getting a napkin ring. Everyone's getting a napkin ring.
Napkin rings are legit.
This is going to be more than just, this is going to be legit on more metrics than just a napkin ring.
Will there be an ice luge?
No.
Will there be a keg?
No.
You're not at my house.
What else do you want to, what other things?
Tablecloths.
Table runners.
More than one fork per person. Multiple fork sizes.
I don't know if I have enough forks. We have to see.
Okay.
Speakers and music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocktail hour.
Obviously.
I might need a playlist help, Jordana. Yes, there will be cocktail hour. Jordana, I need a playlist help.
I'll send you
with
the
holiday. I want holiday bangers.
Christmas classics? No.
No, she wants holiday bangers.
I'm sure there's a Spotify playlist with that exact name out there.
Okay. Yeah, agreed.
Okay. This is fun. It's a fun game.
I'm excited.
Christmas tree.
I'm already thinking about what I want to drink. Do I want a cocktail or a glass of wine?
You know what I was actually thinking?
Will there be tequila?
Duh. I mean, that's so. Okay. We have some like signature drinks that Avi is able to make. My question is, should we like pre-make them or should we have him make everybody while it's happening?
Pre-made
so
is way
fresh.
Easier. Can you make a tequila cocktail up?
Pre-made up? Vodka martinis?
Make it up?
No, it's up port. Means like not on the rocks. It's like a tequila cocktail. It's okay. A tequila martini.
No, we're not. I mean, can he make that? Probably.
Yeah. Sammy, okay. Are you going to break out the black lava salt that we bought in Australia?
You bet. You bet.
Oh, wow. Oh, that can go in my cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
you
it's
bet
for.
I am.
Amazing. All right, I'm excited.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
Should we talk about celeb news?
Yeah, let's talk about, let's do that. Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram for to see exactly how this pans out and if there was, if catered by Costco.
It's catered by me. I'm making the food. You're gonna
catered by Sammy Stewart.
Sammy's catering house.
Yes, Sammy's catering house.
Okay, so speaking of catering, Mason Disick celebrated his bar mitzvah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was huge.
And mazel, Mason.
Where does the time go?
Where does it go? Yeah. So Scott,
what do you think his hop Torah was?
Was there? I don't know. What do you think? I didn't go to Hebrew school.
I don't know.
What was his theme?
Do you think he did a Haftorah?
Yes.
It did have a theme.
What was the theme?
I don't know. I didn't follow it that closely. I was more interested in Kendall Jenner's outfit changes.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see many pictures except for like people arriving to the, like coming into the event, right? And then like you said that Kendall had a bunch of outfit changes. Like everybody had an interesting outfit.
Yeah, the big hype around the bar mitzvah, as you know, it usually is around one's bar mitzvah, is the outfits that his aunts were wearing. That was like kind of the most important headline of the bar mitzvah. Yeah,
I don't
Kendall
understand.
Had two outfit changes.
Did Kim go to this and then Kathy Hilton's Christmas party?
Yes. So they went to a few parties that night. I think one of them was also Billie Eilish's birthday. And that's why it was,
so they
that's
party
why the outfits were so
hopped and their own family members' bar mitzvah wasn't like the prime event.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Interesting.
That sucks.
Yeah, do you think he had a candle lighting ceremony?
Good question.
I think no.
I can't envision that. Do people still do those?
Like what's in vogue for bar mitzvahs in 2023?
Was Kanye invited?
He wasn't in the pictures. That would be awkward.
That's what I'm saying.
That would
on
be
many
so
levels.
Awkward.
On so many levels.
I doubt it.
He should not be like, you know, allowed at any sort of Jewish event. Either way, it seems
there.
Like, it seems more like it was just the 13th birthday that they were calling a bar mitzvah.
Maybe he didn't have a haftorah.
Who's Jewish?
Then.
Scott is Jewish.
Scott's Jewish.
Yeah, Scott's
like
Jewish.
Fully?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. I forgot that. Totally. Yeah. Like, so
I don't think,
question that.
I don't
Kanye
think he's
probably
like really practicing.
I don't. Maybe the issue is that Scott Disick was Kanye's biggest image of what Jews are like, and that probably didn't help us very much. We are not Jewish here.
Speaking of bar mitzvahs, b'nai mitzvahs. Next year, Betches turns 12, and we should have a Betches bat mitzvah. Somebody brought that up to me at our holiday party.
I feel like we should have one.
Are you
one
sure
we
want to call attention to that again?
I feel like we should have it when we are 13.
Because girls have theirs at 13.
No, I think girls
have
theirs
at
12. But
oh.
we're not really that religious, and I feel like we would have it at 13. I had mine at 13.
I had mine at 13.
Yeah, I think 13.
So 13 will be Betches bat mitzvah.
You got to renew the mitzvah.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah, you know, some people do a second bar mitzvah at 83. My one of my cousins did that, and he had his.
Interesting.
So like 70 years later.
You know what else is happening?
Which is
in 2024?
Like,
I'm having my, well, that more importantly, but I'm having my 5-year wedding anniversary and 10-year dating anniversary in 2024.
Whoa, that's wild.
Is that not crazy?
It's a little crazy,
a
but it's also
time.
Like in 2 years from now.
Exactly. Well, one.
Oh. It's like
one
today's basically 2023.
One and a half.
But in 9 years, I'll be having my 10-year anniversary.
Nine and one and a half are two different year ranges.
No, not in 9 years. In 4 years, Jordana, you'll be having your 5-year wedding anniversary.
Yes.
But 10 years of dating
is a lot.
That's when I was like calculating. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. My God.
Are you going to have a
plus of
bower
my
renewal?
Life.
Are you going to have a bower renewal?
No.
That's a Real Housewives curse.
Are you going to have an anniversary party?
Don't know.
Will there be napkin holders?
Definitely, if I have one. Actually, no. I'll have a keg stand.
I feel like Avi and I, for our 5th anniversary, should do like a second wedding, like not a COVID one. So, you know,
however you choose to spend your money, Sammy, we'll be there.
Sammy Stewart.
not a
what
whole
is Sammy
wedding.
Stewart?
We would just do it in a...
Martha Stewart.
We would do it in
I was
the
like, Kristen
we would do it in
Stewart.
The...
Okay, she was in the poster.
No, we
She's
would do
surrounded
it like,
by
in a
inspirational
place.
Stewarts.
No, we would do it in the backyard. Like, you know, I would cook the food again. Just
like your first wedding?
No, yeah. I'm kidding. No, just like this holiday party.
Like,
on
I would
Friday.
Change it up. I would do it in a backyard. I would
No. I love a backyard wedding. I just it's not that my issue was not with the backyard wedding. It was about like that not enough plus ones could come and, you know, just, you know, we left some people out, honestly. So, you know, it is
They'll
what
be
it is.
Next time.
Anyway, it will be more serious than Mason's bar mitzvah.
Weddings are all about the bride and groom, but we all know they're a chance to look your best too. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed guest with Indochino. Order your custom suits now and be ready for wedding season. Design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, and more. Get a bespoke look without the premium price tag. Suits starting at $499 and fitted shirts at just $89. You can get a tailored fit from home by setting up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Or opt for a premium in-person experience. Book an appointment at a showroom near you and let an Indochino style guide walk you through every step. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BETCHES to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BETCHES. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Well, in other celebrity news, Rihanna shared a first look at her baby, but on TikTok, not on Insta.
That's a big deal. Video? That's the biggest deal, I think, that she did it on TikTok, not on Instagram.
It was like a very, like, she was like sitting in the back of the car and just like showed him in like his car seat.
He's very cute.
So cute. Like, really cute. And the video was viewed 18.6 million times.
I'm sure a lot of that is rewatching.
Yeah, I watched it a couple times.
On a loop.
Yeah, he's really cute. It's so funny how like all these women that, you know, we kind of came up with, like these celebrities, are having like children now. It's just interesting.
What is the baby's name?
And that's all you need to know about this podcast. Keep that in. Was that on here? It's not even on the outline.
Yeah.
His name has not yet been shared, okay? Yes. All right.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
No, that was really good.
Okay, so name.
He didn't share it yet. She didn't share it. Chloe hasn't. Kylie hasn't. So there's a big mystery.
I feel like. It's weirder to share the baby's picture than the baby's name, no?
I think she literally, specifically Rihanna, can do whatever the fuck she wants, though. Like, she doesn't care whether or not it gets viewed one time or 20 million times.
Sure. Yeah, it's not for, like,
because she doesn't have, like, a reality show.
Yeah.
I kind of get why sharing of the name is becoming more, not sharing the name is becoming more common, because I feel like for years there was a whole discourse around like how celebrity names are weird and you'd make fun of, like, you know, it becomes kind of like a thing, like the kid's name, even if you don't show them as much. It's like, then it even builds the mystery around them.
I feel like that started with Apple Martin.
I was going to say that. Like, it's like Apple Martin and then all these weird names. And now people are just like, I don't want to deal with that.
The judgment. And then having to change it.
Or honestly, everyone knowing their kid's name. Maybe even like they don't want their kid to be looked up on the internet.
But eventually it comes out, doesn't it? Like, how long can you keep it a secret forever?
I mean, we still don't know Kylie's baby's name.
Someone does.
It's been a while. Yeah, but right. we don't. And we're pop culture experts, obviously.
Does she refer to the baby on the show?
Yeah, she calls him baby.
Calls him what?
Like her baby.
Like Carol Radziwill's dogs.
She discusses the wolf changing thing, which I talked about in a previous episode. She just said that like she didn't have a name, which we thought was silly. And she then like they forced her to like choose. They were like, if you don't choose anything, he's going to have like no social security number. You're going to have to file for one later. She's like, no, here's a name. And then
it would have been so hard for her to ask a lawyer to file for her kid's social security number, right? when she thought of his name.
It's just going to be, no, his she birth definitely, certificate is going to, but the birth certificate is going to say like no name or like, so I don't
know. A boy has
Kylie
no name.
Even need, does Kylie, oh, literally, does Kylie's baby even need social security? Are they like worried about collecting that?
I think it's more like to go to school or to do anything, right. You need a social
an identity in the U.S.
Yeah. To get a passport. Like my
to do like a lot of things. So yeah, congratulations to Sammy on her Canadian passport.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So speaking of other of celebrity children, should we talk about this article that's literally been all over Instagram, the Nepo Baby article? Really, the cover has been everywhere. Sammy, do you want to be the correspondent for what this article is about and what it said and why this? Why this article?
Why these sperm? Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So it wasn't. So yes, there was in basically New York Magazine. Has kind of a whole issue devoted to the conversation around Nepo babies. And they define what it is. They discuss a lot of different elements of it. But it's, you know, there's one lead article which kind of examines the phenomenon of Nepo babies. But then the rest of the issue is devoted to like even further exploring the issue in detail, like in such random and like really interesting, from really interesting angles, like how a ton of Nepo babies are in like Ryan Murphy's work, and just like a kind of a full breakdown of like a list of different Nepo babies in different industries. And it also kind of like distinguishes between like an industry baby versus like a true Nepo baby, and kind of just examines like what happens when like a child, the offspring of like a celebrity, is actually like talented versus like what if they're completely not talented. And it's just like a very interesting examination.
Do they name names of who's they talented and who's all, not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do they say is not talented?
Brooklyn Beckham. That was one of my favorite parts. Here, I'll read it. Let me read it. Hold on.
He's a model.
This is one of my favorite. They name all the names. Like there's no one.
I
want to
know who they out as not talented.
They out Rumor Willis as unattractive. Like they basically listen to what they. This is the beginning. The Nepo baby's path to stardom begins when they're a literal baby. A celebrity child takes center stage in a series of highly visual tabloid rituals. We're expecting photos, birthday parties, holidays, and just from our adding the talk around their name. As they age into adolescence, the mere fact that they physically resemble their famous parents is a news event on par with a closely fought primary. In the past 5 years, People.com has written no fewer than 17 articles about how Ava Philippe looks like her mother, Reese Witherspoon. There can be delicious schadenfreude in the realization that far more than most of us, a Nepo baby's destiny is determined by the spin on the genetic roulette wheel. The model Kaia Gerber has profited handsomely from looking exactly like her mother, Cindy Crawford, while Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughters were undoubtedly hampered by inheriting their father's most famous feature, his chin.
Ouch.
It's savage. It's savage. Yeah.
True. But mean, but true.
Yeah, there's a ton of that. Okay, here's the... it also talks about, like... So it definitely, like, distinguishes between the different, like, levels and the fame of the parent and, like, the importance of the talent. And then also, what I think is really interesting, it talks about the reaction that people who encounter these kids have on, like, the Hollywood side, like, when an executive meet is sent to one of these children. So I'll get to that part, too. But so this explains the Brooklyn Beckham type. This is the Nepo baby's credo. Try, and if at first you don't succeed, remember you're still a celebrity's child, so try again. No one exemplifies this maxim better than Brooklyn Beckham. In the words of The Guardian's Marina Hyde, a celebrity scion incapable of having, quote, what other morals might regard as amateur hobbies without considering themselves them nascent professional empires. Which is like, you know how everyone it's on the internet's funny. Turning their shit into like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
At 23, Beckham has already cycled through aborted attempts to follow in his parents' footsteps in the worlds of football and modeling. He next tried to become a professional photographer, releasing a coffee table book full of out-of-focus pictures of elephants.
Amazing. Sounds like Prince Harry. Yeah.
That it does. Then he was a chef, a career he embarked upon despite possessing a level of culinary talent most commonly seen in BuzzFeed videos. While these endeavors have not been successful in the traditional sense, they have enabled him to amass 14.6 million followers on Instagram, where the only important metric is the one thing a Nepo baby is assured of on the basis of their name, attention. So that's Brooklyn Beckham.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, well written. It was such a good article. It's such a good article. There's like funny shit in it. It's, yeah.
What is like the point of the article?
The reason that they turn this into an article is because I think kind of thinking like on the heels of like all the, like the justice conversations that were that been happening over the past 2 years, like the nepotism conversation is sort of like the celebrity piece of that conversation, like around like white supremacy and meritocracy, because the article starts with sort of explaining like why people have become fascinated with this concept of the Nepo baby and how it's kind of like, and they talk about a Fran Lebowitz quote. Fran Lebowitz wrote in a 1997 issue of Vanity Fair, "This is ludicrous. Getting in the door is pretty much the entire game, especially in movie acting, which is, after all, hardly a profession notable for its rigor." Lebowitz brought this up in service of a metaphor about structural racism. Just as the children of celebrities got a leg up from the fact that they physically resembled people who were already famous, so too did America's whites benefit from fitting the nation's mental image of who should be in charge. In this context, being a Nepo baby is the Cadillac of privilege. Nobody's got it better. So that's basically like how they kind of are starting it. Like they're saying that this is like a cultural conversation that is like the most, it's like the most like scintillating luxury peak celebrity piece of like a conversation about like fairness. Like,
right.
Ultimately.
Wasn't there another conversation like relatively recently about like with Gwyneth Paltrow sort of saying that like they should like relax on all the like nepotism conversations or something?
Yeah, they mentioned that too. They allude to Gwyneth Paltrow's conversation with what's her name, Hailey Bieber, was it? About yes. That exact. They talk about that. Like all of these things that like you would probably think of are mentioned. Like no Nepo baby has been left unexposed, I would say, by this by this issue. There's literally a list. Like,
I mean, I think it's interesting, obviously, that like luck, like the Fran Lebowitz comment you just said, like so much of that is luck in 60 is becoming this like star is so much in luck. And if you're born, if you're a celebrity child, you were very lucky, if nothing else. Yes. Lucky Sperm Club, which we've been talking about since 2011.
Or Lucky Egg Club. But yeah.
Yeah. That's that. Right. But you know what? We're going to refer to this as the Winter Ovester.
Exactly.
I totally see what you mean. They also address the point of like, the Nepo babies like think it's limiting. But it does draw the distinction of like people who are whose parents are so famous and that they also have talent. so that they can sort of like outlive it.
Like Kate Hudson.
They literally, okay, this was, yes, they cite her as an example of that. There's a whole section that breaks down like people who have sort of like graduated. But this was an interesting,
is that like. There's a lot of people who are more famous than their parents.
That's also literally.
Is that what legitimizes them?
Yes. And that they're actually not only more famous, but more talented. This is actually, I'm going to read the final end of the article.
Okay.
The director, Luca Guadagnino, who cast Dakota Johnson in two of his films, once told me, I can see Tippi Hedren in her, which is a famous Hitchcock lead actress who was like really good. He glimpsed flickers of her grandmother, the great Hitchcock blonde, Tippi Hedren. We often talk about the it factor, the otherworldly charisma that stars like Clara Bow exhibited in front of a camera. Don't know who that is, but an older actress who must have been very good. As the career of Chet Hanks makes abundantly clear, this quality is not guaranteed to be passed down through the generations. But it can be off. But it can be off-putting to discover that it may be indeed hereditary. To see a Zoe Kravitz or Kate Hudson display that same intangible sparkle you saw in their parents. They walk in the room and they have this thing, says the casting director. They just know. They literally know. You're drawn to it because you're a little bit afraid of it, because it's bigger than you. So it like talks about how there's people who like Nepo babies sort of like link past generations too. So that like in like Liza Minnelli's case, you know, Judy Garland passed away and, you know, her parents were famous, but like she has sort of like transcended that. And like Tracy Ellis Ross, Laura Dern, Michael Douglas, like they all have, they name them. No one like cares that they have celebrity parents because they're.
I didn't even know they had celebrity parents. People.
Laura Dern, big one.
Who's Laura Dern's parent?
That man. Her dad.
Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern.
Yeah. But she's more famous than him. I don't know who that is.
Because he's way older. Way older.
Like you wouldn't. Our parents would know.
Jennifer Aniston also.
Oh, she was on there, Okay, another thing is like the same way the Kennedys went from nouveau riche bootleggers to inhabitants of a fairy tale castle, so does the passage of time transform a Nepo baby into someone, quote, from a famous family. So that's an example of how like it can actually like make you cooler. So basically they say like it's ironic that the people who have like the most privilege are the ones who are we like best. Like it's a paradox. Like Laura Dern is like the most, but you actually are like, oh, you got the most respect, kind of. Like Michael Douglas type of person.
But because she's talented, though. Like, you wouldn't have all this respect for her if she wasn't talented. She wasn't.
Right.
You know, if she was Chet Hanks.
Yeah. Do they talk about Meryl Streep's daughter?
She's in the chart. Meryl Streep's daughters are in the chart. There's a whole breakdown of, like, all different categories where it's, like, industry babies. Like, there's also another one that's industry babies where it's, like, you're a kid. Like, parents worked in a studio and they, like, were able to kind of help them ease their career in. Like a Blake Lively or a Meghan Markle, they cited. Not that I think like Meghan Markle was.
Is Alexa Umansky in it?
I don't even think they're like important enough. Although are the Hiltons in there? The Hiltons are in there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have celebrity parents. They just had rich parents, really.
Well, there's culture capital. There's also like cultural capital people, which is like Lena Dunham's parents, for example.
Right.
Like the something about the family gives them legitimacy. I think you should look at the pieces.
I will. Who's your favorite Nepo baby?
Meaning like
and least favorite and least most respected in your mind.
Most respected Nepo baby.
And okay, least respected.
To think. Well, it's most respected Nepo baby. I have to really think about that. And least respected. I mean, least respected obviously is like
Hailey Bieber?
No, she's more respected.
The industry?
She's more respected than like...
Because she drives money.
She's way more respected than someone like, for example, Chet Hanks.
Right.
I think Chet Hanks is not like a terrible actor.
You're not thinking of the right Hanks brother.
There's another one?
There's another brother.
What's the second one that's more talented?
Colin
Hanks.
Oh yeah, Colin's pretty good.
No, I think that's the difference.
I actually have a Nepo baby that I like. I really like Billie Lourd. I think she's a good Nepo baby, and I think she is on her way to a career and has an interest. I think she's just interesting and like actually has some potential for a long-term acting career.
Wait, what were her first acting
Scream Queens? Scream Queens. I don't know.
Scream Queens.
Who was her parent?
Out of all of them?
No,
Princess Leia is her mom.
And someone even older than that. Someone above her. No, doesn't she have like a famous grandmother too?
Grandmother Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, so she has a third generation.
Oh, I like Debbie Reynolds. She's in Halloween Town.
so maybe the late Carrie Fisher is your favorite nepo baby.
Well, I guess if you're a parent if you're like a famous parent, like what are you supposed to do with your child if they like want to be an actor or a model or something like that? Like, are you supposed to not help them? I don't know.
Like, okay, I think it's more like they mentioned like, you know, some kids could just go be like a lawyer, you know?
Right.
But that also kind of depends on their interests. I understand, like, if you're, what is anyone in America in capitalism working for if not so that their kids can be a nepo baby? You know, isn't that the whole concept of like, you want your kids to do better than you?
Right. Well, you want to give them like a foot in the door and then like see what they can do from there, I guess. Right.
I think the issue is not so much about like what should each of these kids or their parents do differently, other than let's say like Olivia Jade. We know what her parents should do differently. Maybe she's probably the worst nepo baby. But I think that the point is more like, stop thinking you got this all on your own and recognize that it's more about, I think, like the recognition, like that, you know, if you were just a regular person, no matter, even if you were exactly as talented as you are now, it just might not have happened for you.
Right.
I think it's more about like, stop being delusional that you did this yourself and realize that like, mm-hmm. you come in a place that is just like so, so, so rare and lucky. And just acknowledge that it's like a crapshoot and you won some sort of lottery.
I feel like the only people who can really do that or will allow themselves to do that mentally are the people who are actually very talented. Like, you can admit.
Well, then maybe those are the only ones who should be actually famous.
Potentially. Yeah. No, I'm saying like, I think that those are the only people who don't feel like, oh, if I say this, then like maybe everyone will know that I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
I also think that like people who have a lot of privilege are resistant to the idea of acknowledging it because it's like they think it takes away from their hard work. And no one's saying that if you have privilege that you didn't work hard. It's just that you didn't have certain obstacles that you can't even imagine having. And
right,
that like understanding that you might be taking it for granted and it's not like all your skill and work and talent, and that so mm-hmm. much of it is luck, and like just acknowledge that you're lucky. Like, that's really it.
Right. Even those who aren't celebrity children are lucky. Like, half of it is just being in the right place at the right time. But I do think that my personal belief is that I do think there's something very special about a star that did come from nothing, that, you know, that didn't have any of those advantages.
Because it's based on their talent.
Right. Like when you hear those stories, or Selena Gomez. Or Justin Bieber.
It always comes back to Selena Gomez.
Or Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, also. I agree with that. Well, I think it's also different when they get famous as a child, because that's really a testament to the parents and what the parents are willing to do.
Or Bradley
and
Cooper.
Like, yeah, and like what road their parents are willing to put them on. I think
Lindsay
like a
Lohan. Dina Lohan. Or what her name worked.
What about like Kristen Wiig?
They all got famous late. Lindsay Lohan worked.
Dina Lohan worked hard on Lindsay Lohan because I told you guys about my story in fifth grade. I was in Benihana and for lunch.
Oh yeah. Family.
And it was an empty restaurant. All of a sudden, out of like the private room of Benihana in Manhasset, Lindsay Lohan appears and I'm 10 years old and Parent Trap was just out. And I'm like, Mom, it's Lindsay Lohan. And her mom, Dina, like Lindsay walks right past me, but her mom, Dina, notices that I'm excited and she just hands me a signed autograph of Lindsay's like Calvin Klein campaign with like her sister. And I'm like, oh my, I wish I still had it. But like, she worked.
Dina
for the fans.
Dina was the original Chris Kardashian.
Yeah, she just it just went south real quick.
She didn't have enough. You know, maybe if she had better connections, it wouldn't have, you know, like Chris maybe. Jenner.
Right, because Chris Jenner, like, yeah, started off.
Well, Chris Jenner leveraged Kim's, like, wild side into making her more famous with no talent.
Yep.
So,
well, also, Kim had, like, a little bit of more, or I don't want to call it discipline, but she did not have an addiction to part, like, drugs, like Lindsay Lohan.
Right, but she got famous off of a sex tape that she made. In a more strategic fashion.
Lindsay also got a famous younger.
That too.
Like that's a younger true. Age. So it affected her differently, which we all see how that could go different ways.
I think child stars are their own thing if their parents weren't famous. Because like,
what about Drew Barrymore? There's something. Famous parents still had a lot of issues.
I think she's her own like category of Nepo baby. Because she got, because she like was acting young. Her parents were famous versus like, you know, Amanda Bynes or Selena Gomez's parents right. who had nothing to do with any of this and like make and were willing to make their child famous.
Right. Demi Lovato.
I wonder in the celebrity couples where one is from a Nepo family and the other one is not, if there's any tension.
Interesting. You know what I find interesting?
Ryan what Gosling? About,
wait, why do you think so many, I find it fascinating that so many like Nickelodeon and Disney stars were plucked from obscurity, from like hustling parents who were willing to or not willing, but who didn't maybe they thought could make them look the other way while they exploited their children. Whereas like a lot of these more classic Nepo babies started in like movies.
Well, I think it's harder to like, I think you need more star power to sustain a show for a long period of time. Like,
so
it's
more
harder.
Meritocracy works better.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I think it's like easy to like throw like if you're like making a movie and they're like your friend is, I don't know, your friend is a celebrity and they're like, can you put my kid in this movie? They're like, okay. Versus a TV show where it's like you're gonna have to be working with them for many years,
real hard.
And if they're the star, especially, you're just not gonna make any money if they're not talented.
Yeah, the whole thing was about like this talented kids. Like it wasn't like all Barney.
Right. Anyway, Ryan Gosling, I love this though. Article.
I'm saying Ryan Gosling was an early Justin Timberlake.
Early little, child star.
There's not that many Nepo child stars, are there? Who are Nepo child stars?
They started movies, if they are. Like Lily Collins and
she's
Drew Barrymore.
Isn't she Emily in Paris? Maybe I guess she's not a child
Nepo
star
child.
Anymore.
She's not a child.
No. Yeah. Oh. You meant to say there aren't many non-Nepo child stars. No, there are a lot of Nepo child stars. They're just are all
who
in
are
movies.
They?
Like anyone who was in a movie as a kid, like.
But like who?
I just said Lily Collins. And
what movie was
Drew
she
Barrymore.
As a kid?
She was in not Remember the Titans. She was in a lot of movies as a kid. She was in Snow White.
Oh, was she in The Blind Side? Or was that someone
else?
She was
in The Blind Side. Yeah, Blind Side.
And okay, but she had such a minor role in that I feel like it was probably not that hard for her to figure that one out.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they put her in it. Like, you think she was the most talented kid?
No, but that's why she didn't have her own Disney show, like Selena Gomez.
Let me look.
So
she was in a bunch of
young
stuff.
Or Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, talented Nepo baby.
Yeah. She good is. One,
she might one. Be the most talented Nepo baby. All right.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, she was in, Lily Collins was trying to be like in movies for a while.
Well,
she began acting at the age of two in the BBC series Growing Pains. So she's, they got her started right away.
Wow, we should combine this discussion in the future with our self-made
scale.
Yes, we can do a pie chart or like what's the graph called? The axis is
a matrix.
The matrix. The matrix. Aileen's like, I gotta get out of here. All right. Yeah. Well, I think we
this was
really
fun.
Dug into that.
I think we definitely did. Everyone go read that article. It's on New York Magazine. And
if you find out what Rihanna's baby's name is, tell us.
Call us. Next week, we pre-recorded a really funny episode of us playing like Family Feud. And that's next Thursday. Everyone go listen to it. And Happy New Year. And Happy Hanukkah. And Merry Christmas. And all of the things. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy. What does he say?
Happy Thanksgiving back.
Happy Thanksgiving back. And that's it for this week's episode. You can follow me at Aileen.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Sammy. Please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmacat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow at Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.